under an old brass paperweight is my list of things to do today. Go to the bank and the hardware store, put a new lock on the cellar door. I cross them off as I get them done, but when the sun is set, there's still more than a few things left I haven't got to yet. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove, play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Wouldn't change the course of fate. If cutting the grass just had to wait. Cause I've got more important things, like pushing my kid on a backyard swing. I won't break my back for $1 million. I can't take to my grave. So I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Like go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wade the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Church, call up my folks just to chat. It's time and I make time for that. Stay up late and oversleep, show her what she means to me. Catch up on all the things I've always missed. Just start living, that's the next thing on my list. Under an old brass paperweight, my list of things to do today.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with NATO allies in Brussels, saying that the Biden administration won't slow down in its support of Ukraine during its final few months in office.
It's so critical to the security of the United States, the security of countries throughout Europe, and we will do that. And as well, to continue to shore up everything we're doing for Ukraine, to make sure that it can effectively defend itself against this Russian aggression.
Donald Trump has tapped former Green Beret and Fox News host Pete Hegseth to be the next Secretary of Defense. He has been critical of women in combat roles and describes January 6th as a protest that got out of hand, not an insurrection. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, a former presidential candidate, have been tapped to run a new department called the Department of Government Efficiency. Congress still must create such an office. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Spirit Airlines is headed for bankruptcy. The low-cost carrier proposal to merge with Frontier Airlines fell through earlier this year. This is ABC News. Changes are on the way for the lunch menu at some schools across the country. ABC's Andrew Dimbert explains.
Kraft Heinz says it's pulling Lunchables from the National School Lunch Program. It comes after Consumer Reports urged the government to drop the product from school lunches entirely. Kraft Heinz bet big on its push to get Lunchables into schools, modifying the product to comply with federal guidelines, touting Lunchables as a way schools could cut costs. But nutrition advocates criticized offering processed, branded foods in schools, and Kraft says the demand never materialized.
At least 11 people are hurt, too critically, after an explosion at a factory in Louisville, Kentucky. One witness says it sounded like a shotgun times 1,000. 5 years after the fire that raced through the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, the work to restore it is finished. Officials there making that announcement earlier today. The cathedral will officially reopen next month. Investigators say the fire was either sparked by an electrical problem or perhaps a cigarette. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde will not be conceding the race a week after he lost to Democrat incumbent Tammy Baldwin by just 29,000 votes. Hovde claims there were voting irregularities in Milwaukee County and accuses Democrats of propping up third-party candidates to siphon off votes from him. Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly have selected their leaders. Rochester Republican Robin Voss was reelected as Assembly Speaker, with Scott Krug of Nakusa elected as the new Assistant Majority Leader, and Walworth's Tyler August returning as Assembly Majority Leader. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking local libraries to take part in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program, which gives library cardholders the opportunity to check out a daily pass to state parks, forests, and recreation areas. There's more info on the DNR's website. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
On Friday, November 15th, Netflix and MVP, Most Valuable Promotions, brings you the highly anticipated heavyweight boxing mega event of the year. Jake El Gallo Paul will go toe-to-toe in the ring against Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet. This is the fight the world's been waiting for. Don't miss these epic showdowns live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Watch Paul versus Tyson live Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on Netflix.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers by late this afternoon. Our high 46. It will be breezy this morning, but the wind will die down to around 5 to 15 by later this afternoon. Tonight, rain ending 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 50 on Friday, partly cloudy 54. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you
you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a dinner in your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your head down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon. Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7, come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Maybe just a little, I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance too slow? Go find out a two-lane road, find a thing to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you want? Do I make you turn into now? Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go fly down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, but we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take you there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Spent some time in San Francisco. slept through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man, left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dwight Yoakam, Buck Owens, and the streets of Bakersfield here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 30s, rain on the way today. Our ag weather forecast this hour, Gary Crawford in our newsmaker segment, talking about agriculture exports for fiscal year 2024. We'll have more with Gary on that here this hour. Day number one of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. We're going to be at the convention as well here through Wednesday. Be listening for interviews and other reports here over the next few days. And we'll also have interviews as well here during the Morning Farm Report as well, coming up over the next few days and even into next week from Kansas City. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, I'm with Mike North, president of EverAg. Mike, it's great to be with you. Tell us what's going on in the dairy industry right now.
Well, we're certainly in much more exciting times as far as milk prices are concerned than when we last spoke earlier this year, John. You know, coming into the fall with normal seasonal pressures that took prices higher, a response that was born out of shortened milk supply from heat stress and bird flu, together with some demand coming to the market, especially around fresh cheese, that drove those prices up to north of $2.20, saw butter prices north of $3. A lot of demand coming in to help support prices, which is not an atypical thing this time of the year.
But butter has softened a little bit.
Yeah, butter rose as we tried to really maintain some degree of competitiveness with Europe. Europe prices went north of $4 a pound, and that drug the U.S. prices much higher, despite the fact that we have a whole lot more inventory of butter around the country than we have over the course of the last 5 years. We've really been actively building inventory, and that's even despite some of the heat stress and, you know, some of those suppressed milk fats and milk through the summer months. And so the butter market has, in fact, softened. We expect that to continue as we come through fall. We are seeing a lot more features in the grocery store. Hopefully we can clear a lot of inventory this fall so that that doesn't drag on us as we go into the new calendar year.
As you talk, dairy producers really have responded. I mean, the percent butterfat that's coming out the farm, the amount of components has really improved for these dairy producers.
Yeah, absolutely. The component value in milk today is so much higher than it was, that even in the federal milk marketing order hearings, we're going to be readdressing what the base skim component value should be, because gone are the days when the average milk test is 3.5. You cull those cows today. I mean, that's just where we're at. And so milk fat is certainly readily available, and that has, you know, opened the door for more available cream supplies. And part of why we've seen some of that softer value for cream across the country and in different spot markets.
Mike, you mentioned something interesting. You said that some of the cheese producers out there don't necessarily want more and more and higher percentages of fat or protein.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at the big components coming in from the farm, there are definitely some cheesemakers that are struggling with that higher fat value, and in some cases even the higher protein value, as they try to make their particular product. As we watch the construction of these new facilities out west, these big cheese plants that we expect to be online either this quarter or throughout 2025, ultimately, there's a lot of technology being put in these plants to normalize milk to the values that they need for the product that they're making, which that will create greater efficiencies in the plant and allow them to produce more cheese with less components, and also allow them to start to sell some of the offtake, some of the fat that they're pulling off of the top, some of the protein that they might be isolating through the process. So this is going to really kind of open up some new avenues of product flow, which, yeah, as I pointed out, will ultimately allow us to make more product pound for pound than we have in the past with less milk.
Looking a little bit ahead in the first and second quarters of 2025, what do you see?
Well, we're going to continue to have fewer animals around. So the supply story is still kind of just what it has been, right? Low replacement numbers, high cost for replacements, but that lesser supply is being met with some of these bigger component values that I'm talking about. And we're continuing to, you know, put more milk into the system. And albeit we did run 15 months with lower overall milk volumes, but the component adjusted milk actually put more components into the flow this year than we had last year. But in August and September, milk production has started to edge higher. And so with the signal that's hit our markets in recent months, dairymen are responding, and we expect that milk production is going to continue to grow both in total volume and in total components.
Mike North, president of EverAg, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling to the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've been thinking about our love situation, all this attraction in the prison tent. I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing. Mathematical equations, self-help psychology, gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. December up 10 to 1905, January up 11 to 1905, February steady at 1909, March milk down 4 at 1907. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down a quarter to 168.5, 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 171.75, 1 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4.75 to 259.75, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 140, no trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 62.5, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher on the day. Strength in some of the outside markets. Additional fundamental support with higher boxed beef prices and continued strong demand in the countryside for feeder cattle, all supporting the cattle markets. Hog markets mostly higher on the day, even though pork cutout values were slightly lower, but there was strength in outside markets, and that supported the hogs. December live cattle up 70 cents to 184.40. November feeder cattle up 67 cents to 246.82. December hogs up 57 cents to 82.35. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower as positive weather to help with wrapping up harvest and also field work here in the U.S. and also to advance planting in South America pressured corn. corn and beans. Strength in the dollar and lower MATIF wheat prices pressured the wheat market. December corn down 1.5 to 428.5. New crop 25 down 3 to 442.75. November beans down 8.25 to 1003.5. New crop 25 down 13.25 to 1031.75. December wheat down 13.25 to 552.25. March down 13.5 to 567. Minneapolis wheat December down 12.25 to 579.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 369, December 374, January 375, new crop 25, 383. Cash beans 926, December 931, January 936, new crop 25, 942. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 378.5, December 383.5, January 392.25, and February 395.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 389, December 393, January 4 even. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 378, cash beans 930, January 935. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 383, new crop 25, 393, cash beans 925, new crop 25, 942. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 388, April 427, May 429, new crop 25, 404, cash beans 969, April 1001, May 1004, new crop 25, 973. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 376, January 379, cash beans 928, January 938. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 143 to 172, market cows 83 to 121, bulls 130 to 160, calves 450 to 990, beef steers 162 to 340, Holstein steers 110 to 280. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 280 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 170 and down, goat markets, does 280 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 174 to 182, finished beef heifers 174 to 182, finished dairy steers 165 to 174.50, market cows 97 to 116, market bulls 130 to 146.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Hey,
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes, a pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmylou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmylou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago. When we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
Since she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, but daddy knew in his mind. Pretty soon the boys would come running. It's just a matter of time before hearts are gone. Tears are gonna fall, the bridge is gonna burn. Hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Now she changes like the weather, never stays in love too long. She'll take you to the limit just to leave you hanging on. For trouble, that's all the girls ever know. Leaving behind a path of destruction, no matter where she goes. Hearts are gonna roll, heads are gonna turn, tears are gonna fall, the bridge is gonna burn. Hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Looking at you, take it from somebody who
she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee. Had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. New hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll, hearts are gonna roll. Watch them roll now.
That sizzle? We're Country Fried.
We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. What were the major agriculture trade trends during the 2024 fiscal year? Gary Crawford has more.
Happy, happy New Year!
how for most Americans, New Year's is weeks away, but for international traders in food and agricultural products, New Year's was weeks ago. And we now have the complete ag export numbers for fiscal year 2024, which ended September 30th. Total export sales, $174.4 billion, a bit better than some had predicted, about $1 billion better. But USDA economist Bart Kenner says export values were still down 2% from the year before.
We saw a lot of competition globally for our bulk products and decreasing unit values for those products. And so while we exported quite a bit, we received less money for those exports. And so we saw values go down.
Especially for so-called bulk commodities, which account for over 30% of total U.S. agricultural export values. And for those products, it was not a great export year.
Major bulk products for fiscal year 24 were $54 billion, down 14% from the previous year.
Export values were up slightly for corn, but down substantially for wheat, soybeans, and cotton. Helping, however, to make up for those losses were some very nice increases in sales of U.S. high-value products.
Some of the increased categories we see, red meats and red meat products, were up 4% at $20.2 billion. Fruit products were up 11% over last year at $6.3 billion. And vegetable products were up 8% over last year at $8.6 billion.
Exports of nut products and ethanol were up by almost 20%. Meanwhile, imports of foreign ag products coming into the U.S. grew by 6%, creating an ag trade deficit of almost $32 billion. So that was 2024. And for 2025, Bart Kenner says some analysts are already predicting
more of the same.
But we'll see what USDA analysts think when they release their forecast in just a few weeks, Thanksgiving week. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Rain is expected to move into the area today in our ag weather forecast. It looks like the heaviest rain, however, will be across portions of western Minnesota. Now, the rain will move out early Thursday and followed up with dry weather through the weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon, 20% chance. Highs 43 to 48. Relative humidities at 66 to 71%. Southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of showers, lows 37 to 42, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. East winds at 5 to 8, shifting to the north, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Thursday, becoming partly sunny, highs 46 to 51, relative humidities at 71 to 76%. Northwest winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine Thursday. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Sunday, partly sunny, highs once again 50 to 55. And for Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs once again 50 to 55.
At Advent Health, we know that life is filled with twists, turns, and pivots. We can give up, give in, or give it all we've got. We're always believing, never ceasing, future shapers, difference makers, taking on the day. We all have a divine light to guide us, So whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Choosing a bird feeder can be tough with all the different types available. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Put out a variety of feeders in several places, and the birds will be flocking to your yard as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
One of my favorite pastimes is looking out on my deck and watching the birds come to the feeders. I often wonder, though, if I have the right feeders in the right place. Steve Kress is the Vice President for Bird Conservation at the National Audubon Society. He says to think of bird feeding in layers so you can attract a greater variety of birds and benefit more of them.
Birds naturally feed in different elevations. Some are ground feeders, some feed in the shrubs, some feed in tall canopies, some feed on tree trunks, and some feed on branches that hang way out and sway in the wind. So when you think about it from that standpoint, it's important to think about bird feeders that sort of fill these various niches.
Ground feeding birds, including sparrows and juncos, are vulnerable to predators such as the neighbor's cat. So Kress recommends placing a platform feeder a few feet off the ground for extra protection. A hopper feeder works well in shrubs. It replicates a seed bush that birds such as cardinals and blue jays would feed on, but it's not as attractive to sparrows and doves. Suet feeders are a good choice for tree trunks. The woodpeckers and nuthatches will love you. So what should you put in your feeders? Kress says you'll get the most bang for your buck with black oil sunflower seed.
More species of birds will feed on that than others, and most kinds that like that kind of seed will overlook other kinds of seeds or even kick through a mixture of seeds and kick out a lot of other things and just eat the black oil seeds.
Birds will go where the food is, but if you have feeders in different places and levels, they're less likely to compete with each other. Find more tips for choosing a bird feeder at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Coming in last, but somewhere in the
race we run. We're coming undone when days go by. I can feel it flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The cars go by. It's all we've been given. So you better start living right now. As days go by. Oh, and I look. Out on the roof just the other night, I watched the world flash by. Headlights, taillights are running through a river of neon signs. But somewhere in the rush I felt we're losing ourselves. And days go by. I can feel them flying like a hand out the window in the wind. The cars go by. It's all we've been given. So you better start living right now. Days go by. Oh, well, ooh. Yeah, the days go by. Oh, well, ooh. We think about tomorrow, then it slips away. Oh, yes, it does. We talk.